Democrats introduce measure to extend coronavirus relief check to illegal aliens. By Hannah Blow on April 4, 2020. Democrats on Friday introduced a measure to amend the $2 trillion CARES Act, extending the cash payment benefit to non-citizens, including illegal aliens. Three House Democrats, Reps. Lou Coria, CA, Judy Chu, CA, and Raul Grijalva, Oz, introduced the Leave No Taxpayer Behind Act designed to amend the cash payment portion of the CARES Act. The $2 trillion emergency economic relief measure designed to help U.S. citizens who are facing economic hardship caused by the coronavirus pandemic, to extend to non-citizens. Currently, the CARES Act requires recipients to have a Social Security number, ITIN, individual taxpayer identification numbers. Taxpayers, which include foreign nationals and those residing in the country illegally, are not eligible and will not receive cash assistance. That is an egregious error, according to the Democrats' press release. The Leave No Taxpayer Behind Act amends the CARES Act to ensure that all taxpayers are eligible for their $1,200 relief check, the release states. Every individual taxpayer, irrespective of citizenship status, should receive government assistance. With more than 140,000 coronavirus cases in the United States, it is imperative we come together. This pandemic has led to the closure of many small businesses, which will have a disproportionate impact on immigrants. The Leave No Taxpayer Behind Act will ensure immigrants critical to our economy are not forgotten. I was appalled to learn hard-working, tax-paying immigrants were left out of the $2 trillion CARES Act, Coria said in a statement. These taxpayers work in critical sectors of our economy, like agriculture, and contribute greatly to our country. While many of us sit at home, these hard-working immigrants are still at work in our hospitals, our fields, and countless other industries. The coronavirus doesn't care about a person's wealth, job, or immigration status. By casting out immigrants, we are placing some of our most vulnerable residents in grave danger. Every individual taxpayer, irrespective of citizenship status, needs government assistance now. Chu agreed, proclaiming that the U.S. economy cannot survive the crisis by excluding entire segments of the population, and added that the virus does not care about immigration status. Immigrants, regardless of their status, are taxpayers who are working in some of the most important jobs keeping our economy running during this difficult time. COVID-19 doesn't discriminate, Grijalva said, echoing his counterparts. Our relief programs shouldn't discriminate against those who need help during this crisis. And this legislation ensures that immigrants with ITINs can get the economic relief they deserve, he continued. Co-sponsors of the legislation include key members of the far-left squad, Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ilhan Omar, DMN. Ocasio-Cortez was among the first to issue a public complaint on benefits failing to extend to non-citizens, whether lawful or unlawful. To clarify, $1,200 checks are only going to some with social second numbers, not immigrants with tax IDs, ITINs, she wrote after the Senate unanimously passed the bipartisan bill. Thanks to GOP, these checks will be cut off the backs of tax-paying immigrants, who get nothing. The bipartisan bill, which President Trump signed last week, will provide a $1,200 check to U.S. citizens making up to $75,000 annually. Families making $150,000 per year or less will be eligible for $2,400 in cash relief, with $500 per child.